This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I will apologize again. I am under the weather. I hope it's the last cold of the season has hit our house, so everybody here seems to be sick at the moment, and or in different stages of it. And I just so happen to have probably the worst stage now on a Sunday when I'm talking to you guys. So I apologize. I'm already medicated, but I just want to pass it along and apologize again because it doesn't make for great radio when you're not feeling well. Just doesn't sound great, so I apologize ahead of time. Also, for those of you who are listening to us on the Cape, you know, it might be a tape delay by a week, right? Want you to remember that you can still call us if you're hearing this right now. You're saying, oh, this is last week. Well, that's okay, because I'm live every week. I'm here. So if you have the questions, we're still here to answer them for you. It's just a tape delay of a week. So what it allows you to do is, not have to take so many notes so quickly or remember everything. You can listen to it again the following week. So, you know, pretty cool stuff to think about. So just wanted to remind you, you know, that we are here every week. It's just some stations have that tape delay. Some are an hour, some are a week. So just keep it in mind that we're still here to be able to call at any time on Sunday between 6 and 10 a.m. Now I'll give you the phone number once again. Phone number is 855-660-4261. And you can always find us live at our website at paulparent.com. Right on the top is going to tell you to listen live or listen to podcast. That right there is your best bet to find us during the Sunday morning if you're not hearing us live. I know some of you just want to go to the radio and turn the radio on to that station that you already have pre-programmed to listen to. But I need you to maybe use us online. We'll see. Anyways, what's going on out in the yard? What's going on out in the garden? We're starting to get to that next level. We're starting to get there. We're getting close. We are at that time where we should be doing some, you know, some cleanups outside. But at the same time, we should be doing some seed starting for some of our, plants that we want to bring in this spring. So just, you know, we're at the next season. We're almost at that next season where it's getting ready to go. So, you know, get your seed starting kits together if you don't have them. Go to the garden center. Get them taken care of. You know, check out the pots that you want to use. Check out the soil that you want to use. Check out, you know, make sure you have, you know, heat mats. Or make sure you have the grow lights that you want. These are all things that we should be thinking about and saying, all right, I'm going to get these so I know I have them and be successful. So, just some things to think about. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob's in Dracket.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing all right. You?
Yeah, not bad. I'm getting my cow washed and watering my lawn for free.
Nice.
it's a quick question about geraniums.
Yeah.
Last fall, I ended up throwing a lot of them into the basement, and I got down there the other day, and all of them have these long green shoots with leaves on the top. Am I wrong in thinking that I can cut those stems and root them?
Now, how many, you know, the stems that they have, how many leaves would you say on them? You have a couple layers of leaves, or is it just one layer?
No, it's like a predominant leaf and little fibers sticking out along the stem.
Perfect. Yeah, so you can take, you know, you're looking to get a 3 to 4 inches of the geranium itself, you know, with the leaves to create, you know, the cuttings the best way. Best things to do is get some rooting hormone, powder. And, you know, get them going that way. But, you know, you're usually looking for 2 to 3 leaf junctions on it. Not having it so it's really spaced in between the leaves so that you have, you know, a good structure to it. And when you're cutting from the, you know, making the cut, make sure you cut right above a leaf junction for the existing plant. So that the existing plant doesn't have, like, a dead stick above it and then have to worry about it long term.
Yeah, I get that. All right, that seems to be easy enough for me to do on a rainy day.
Yeah, no, this is the perfect day to do it. You know, get them started and just, you know, get some good light soil if you have it already, like a seed starter, so that it can, the root system can develop into there a little easier. So it's not going into like a very hard packed soil. Go into more of a light soil so that when it is developing the roots, there's, you know, it makes it a little bit easier for them.
Yeah, like that coconut stuff. I get a lot of that kicking around.
Yeah, that works great. Definitely.
Fertilize the garden. Can you overseed in the rain a little bit in areas that it's...
I mean, you could try at this point, but the growing temperatures of the soil are not warm enough yet, right? So we need the soil to be about 55 degrees to really have the right germination rate.
Yeah.
And we're still in the 40s, you know, and that's going to fluctuate this week up and down, but I don't think it's going to get, because you need a 55 degrees, and we're today, currently we're at 45, and that's in Chelmsford. You're right down the street, so they're about the same, right?
Yeah.
So you could put it down, but I don't think it's the best, yeah, I don't think it's the best yet. I'd wait a little bit more. Let's see some more consistent temperatures. You know, the weather does look pretty good temperature-wise for the week, but there's still a few days where it's going to drop off and have some 20s. So that's where I would be concerned, where any germination you have in some of these nicer days could affect the seed by having those cold days, and it could just do some damage and then... everything you did was for nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I got several dogs, and there are certain patches that that I can actually rake it down 2 or 3 inches into the soil already.
Okay.
And it does get full sun right morning to night almost. And I figure that's warmer than other areas.
Well, definitely is. And, you know, you could take a look at getting something like a salt marsh hay or a, you know, a seed covering to help keep it a little bit warmer. If, you know, like a... There's these mulches out there that's like a seed accelerator. It's a mulch that looks like little pellets. I've seen them in pen mulch. I've seen them called top dress. There's a number of different things. And what they do is they expand in rain, and they help keep the moisture where it needs to be, but it also covers the seed itself. So it'll keep the temperatures a little bit warmer. So if you're going to do it, add a little bit something as a protection, so that if it does germinate, the cold that comes doesn't affect it. It doesn't, like, do some damage to it.
That's, you know, when you put down the, like, black roll stuff?
Yeah.
You know, to stop the weeds? Can
yep.
you just roll that lightly over a patch or something to keep it warm for a while?
So it blocks out all the sun, so it doesn't help with any of the germination if you have seed there. You'd look for something that's more like a harvest guard or a crop cover that is white.
The white one. All right.
That one would be fine. That would be perfect.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have you
Thanks.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Dundee, Illinois.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How
Good morning.
Are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. A quick question for you. The last couple Christmases I've received for gifts, the garden bulb or bulb garden, potted bulb garden for from January through June. And it's so nice to receive that and then have these beautiful flowers blooming in the middle of our normally very cold and nasty January, February, March. Not this year. It's been pretty good here, February and March so far. But my question is, I get these wonderful bulbs, and then I would love to put a lot of them, especially the tulips, the hyacinths, back into my garden. What should I do with them after they have bloomed? I cut off the blooms. Should I let the bulbs dry? And then try to wait a little bit longer till end of April or beginning of May to try putting them in the ground, or should I be waiting till fall?
So you cut the dead flower off, right? You don't cut all the leaves.
Yes, so far that's all I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So just cut the dead flower off, and then kind of let the leaves fade. Get yellow, get to the point where they're fading away and dying back.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that means is they're putting they're putting all their energy into storage, into the bulb.
Okay.
Which then in turn means it's good to be putting outside. It's good to put into the garden itself, right?
Okay.
Doesn't necessarily mean that means the day. It just means they're ready to go out there, right? So it doesn't signal that it's like that day, that week that you need to put them in there, it just signals that they're ready, that when it's time, you can put them back into the ground. Once you start seeing the leaves start to die back, that's when you can cut those leaves off. But you want to make sure that the leaves have completely, just about completely yellowed, not just starting to yellow on the tips.
Okay.
Right? Because if you notice it, it starts on the tips and then heads down towards the plant. So what it's doing is it's pulling its energy back to the bulb,
mm-hmm.
which makes it a stronger plant to put outside, which is exactly what we're looking for. So once that process starts to happen, you can definitely get them outside into the garden and get them for the next couple seasons and kind of just let them go. Mm-hmm. You don't need to fertilize them right away because you want them to go into, you know, back into the bulb state and get its energy up. You would look to fertilize them in the fall with like a bulb tone or something along those lines so that it can get ready for the winter months into the next season. It's best to plant them early so they can get adapted to the soil, etc. You don't need to really do much other than plant them in the container that you got, take the container out and put the soil that's there right into the ground.
Just move the whole thing right down into
the ground. Just move the whole thing. Some people will, you know, take all the soil off and just replant the bulbs. But you got to just be careful because you don't want to ruin any of the roots that are there, right?
Right.
And you don't want to use... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, last year I believe I did that, and I don't think that was a good idea. So I think this year I'll just take the whole group and just put them in.
And, you know, I would look to add some sort of, you know, additive for the soil when you put them in there. And it not necessarily has to be like compost or anything like that. So any organic matter is going to help them long term. The more organic matter that's in the soil, the better off not just those plants, but everything around it will be. Organic material helps just build up everything that it needs. But it definitely is worth doing.
I should keep watering them until I'm ready to put them in the soil.
Yeah, and you don't have to water them a ton, right? Okay. You don't want them to dry out 100%, right. But you just want them to be just a little, have a little bit of water in there. So as it's bringing everything in, it works. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to try it. Thank you, Patrick.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll at Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. And first of all, I hope you and your wife and family feel better soon.
Thank you.
I have some potting soil. You know, when my plants have died, I've saved the potting soil. But I found tiny little flies or fleas on them in the dirt. Should I throw the dirt out?
Not necessarily. I mean, they look like little fruit flies, almost.
Right, fruit flies.
They're kind of the same size, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, so what you have is fungus gnats. You can take care of them. I mean, if it's not a lot of soil, go ahead and throw them out. But that has a lot to do with what could be happening to, you know, the plants that have been in them. Right? So just keep that in mind. It could have something to do with it, what, you know, it could have something to do with the effect that it had on it. So, you know, just look for that. Right? But you could use something along the lines. In New Hampshire, you can use it. It's called systemic houseplant. It kills the fungus gnats and those insects that do some of that damage. So, you know, it is savable. You have to water it into the soil. It kind of almost feels silly when it's just soil that you'd be watering in the soil to take care of it, but it is something that would happen. So, you know, up to you and what you want to do, because it is, it can be done. It's just how you want to take care of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of soil, and I don't want to throw it out.
Yeah, so look for the systemic houseplant product from Bonide. And you, you know, it would depend. It's usually only going to tell you for how many plants. And so it's going to depend on how much soil you have. Kind of the way I would look at it is picture it in how many containers of that size would it be. Right? Because we're looking at just like plain soil. We're not looking at a plant that has in a 3-gallon pot or a 10-inch pot, right? So when you read the back of it, if it says use, I'm just going to throw a number. It's not right because I can't, I'd have to look it up. But say it says use a tablespoon of this product for a 3-gallon pot. And you look at the amount of soil you have and you say, I've got about 10 3-gallon containers. You're going to use 10 tablespoons, right? So picture it that way versus trying to do some measurements and say, all right, there's 37 cubic feet and I need to do this. You know what I mean? I just try to make it a little easier for you.
Yes, I do. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Margaret, you
have a
great
wonderful
rest
week.
Of your... Thanks, you as well.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time here if you have some questions. So definitely give us a call. And we'll do everything, as always, to help you out. But it's... You know, spring's right around the corner, right? We're getting close to it. We're starting to feel that feeling of what can we do next? What else can we do here? And so, you know, it's kind of a hurry up and wait. I'm not going to lie to you. Don't go too crazy out there. Don't go, you know, nuts about with what you're going to do. Realize that it's still early. Realize that, you know, hey, we don't want to overdo it and push our plants to wake up so early that it affects them, you know, a little bit harder. If we push our plants too early right now, we expose them to some of the cold that could happen at night, we're doing more damage. You know, I went into a whole thing about pollinators this morning. I'm going to go into it a little bit later again because it's that important, but removing some of the mulch and cleaning up and doing that in your garden beds, it's too early for that. You can do it for the lawn, because the lawn doesn't really have a ton of, you know, pollinators that live in it. It's more for the garden beds. We want to push the leaves and everything into the garden beds. But any of the debris, any of the leaves that have that's sitting on the lawn right now can affect your plants. You know, the grass plants. You know, we talked about it last week with Karen from Natural Alternative. If you remember, we had this discussion where it was... Sorry, I was about to sneeze. Guess I'm not. Where leaving everything on top of the lawn, what it will do is it's going to start inhibiting new growth and eventually create bare spots. What this leads to is more of the pest-type insects in the lawn, and it makes us have to reseed even more. It also opens up the opportunity for weeds to grow. So this is a time where cleaning up that debris is huge. You can also do some pruning on certain plants, right? I like to wait on some of the ones that I'm going to cut back all the way, like a butterfly bush, until about April. But you can do some pruning on some dead and damaged growth, sucker growth, and just do some general cleanups on some of these plants that maybe aren't blooming. You know, like your deciduous trees. You could do some of that. You know, we're not starting to mow yet. You know, at least in New England areas. But if you are going to mow, just as a reminder, make sure you mow as high as possible in the first cut. Because we want to make sure that it's an easier environment for the lawn to grow. Whereas if it's too short, it's an easy environment for the weeds to grow. The longer the lawn at the beginning, it shades out those other areas, and weeds love to have, you know, sunny, easy access areas. So these are a couple things just to keep in mind. Right? Just these are things we could be looking at doing. There's not a lot of you who are going to be able to cut your lawn today. Right? Today, we're March 3rd. We're still some time away. So just keep it in mind. As time goes on, that's when we're going to start to mow. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about halfway through the show. It's a nice little Sunday. It's going to be warm enough out, but it's not going to be too sunny. So getting out there is going to be nice. You're not going to start off getting, you know, so hot that you're sweating it out. But it's going to be a decent day to get out there. Let some of the day happen so that it can dry out some of the rain, at least we had here where I live. So that we can get out and do some things. You're going to start to notice some of your bulbs are starting to pop. And that's okay. You know, don't worry about the bulbs popping at this point. If they're outside and popping, they know exactly what time of year it is, and they know that it's okay to do that. So, that's something, you know, we're getting into that next season. We're getting close. Just the anticipation of getting there. It's like, I just want to do stuff. We can do some of that seed starting, as I've mentioned. I want you to think about the best seed starting soil out there. I find that Espoma seed starter is the best around. Just the mix that's there. It's light enough that it's not going to affect the root development, but it's heavy enough to keep those roots in place as they're developing and going on as you're starting them. So definitely take a look at the Espoma seed starting soil and all their soils this spring as it goes on throughout the season, because they are the best. They have what's called the touch test. If you touch their soil versus somebody else's, you can just feel the quality in your hands, right? You can just feel the difference. So it's definitely something that I would look at using. And again, that's Espoma for their seed starting soil for this time of year. For all your seed starting uses, cuttings, etc. It's perfect for it. You can find more information at their website at espoma.com. There's so much information there. You can get lost in there for days. But look up the soil if you have some more. If you're looking for more information. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're feeling spring. I've said it like 100 times, but it's like every day we wake up, the sun's up earlier. The temperatures are warming up, and it's like, oh, you know, we're starting to see plants go into your local garden centers, right? They're in those dormant stages where it's perfect to ship at this point. You know, you might be thinking, oh, it's early. Well, not really. You know, a lot of plants that go into garden centers, a lot of the deciduous trees, they need to be shipped while they're in their dormant stage and while before they bud up. Because as soon as they bud up in the growing nurseries, it's hard to ship and bring into New England. Because a lot of these at this point, you know, New Jersey, Virginia, Carolinas, you know, some in Ohio, all those areas, right? They're warmer than we are. And so if those plants bud up and get shipped, they have are more likely to get hit by a frost and get more damage. So the garden centers bring them in now to acclimate to our weather, slows down the bud development in a beneficial way for us, so that if buds do develop, it's on the right time frame where it's safe to do here in New England. Whereas if they came in already fully budded, you're going to notice that garden centers are going to keep them under blankets or in greenhouses, all those types. So seeing plants come into your garden center right now is a good thing. It means that more plants are coming there. They're on the way. Spring is on the horizon. So just keep it in mind. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Regina's in South Carolina.
Regina, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am looking for fruit trees, specifically fig trees that are bare-rooted. I heard those were a better one to have, but I couldn't find any online. I thought maybe you all would have a list of vendors that I could order one from.
Okay, and you said fig trees?
Fig trees, uh-huh.
Okay. There is a website that you could look at that does offer bare root on a lot of different plants. It's called starkbros.com. So it's starkbros.com. Trying while we're talking to see if they have bare-rooted figs. They have a lot of bare-rooted fruit trees.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the figs on here. I'm seeing a lot of pears and plums. Let me see. But they're usually a good source, right?
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm on their website at the same time as we're talking, and it looks like they just have them as potted.
Okay.
They have an assortment of some different types of figs together. So they would have, looks like, three figs in one, like, collection. Looks like they're going to be in pots. But that might not be a bad thing. It's all going to depend on your area. But Stark Bros, I've seen having a lot of the bare root type products. Let me see if there's that. As soon as you said bare root, that was the one that I looked at. Trying to think who else could be out there. Some of your local garden centers at this point might actually be able to get them that way easier if you try to order them now with them. For bare root, bare root, it does all right. But I wouldn't say it's, the only thing. I think getting some in the containers from, a vendor like that would work. Another website, it seems like a lot of the product is actually out of stock, is Gurney's, Gurneys. And that's all going to depend on, your zone and everything. But they do have some bare root. Okay. So, do you know the zone you're in?
8B, I think.
Okay. So there is one on the Gurney's website that you can purchase today, bare root, that is good from zone 6 to 9. So it's in yours. It's called Lola Martin Fig.
Lola Martin. Okay.
Yep. And they have it available to ship. They have, it's not a huge sale, but it's on sale. It's 10% off. But that would be a good site. So those two sites are sites that I've looked at for different fruits and different information. So either one of those could probably ship to you. Stark Bros might be one where you just send an email saying, hey, I'm looking for this. If you're looking for a specific fig, because there's so many varieties of figs.
Right.
If you're looking for a specific one, they might be able to source it for you. But I would start with these two websites.
Okay. And my other question is, I have a garden bed that I want to grow vegetables and flowers to cut.
Yep.
And I wanted some suggestions for cutting flowers.
Okay. So if you want to hang tight with me, because I'm going to, there's not enough time. On the other side of the break, we can go into that and discuss that with more information. So hang tight for me. For everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.